online at ribblefm.com and throughout the Ribble Valley on 106.7 FM. Your local station, Ribble FM News.
Tributes are being paid to former England World Cup winner Jack Charlton, who's died at the age of 85. He spent his entire playing career at Leeds United and as a manager famously took the Republic of Ireland to the knockout stages of two World Cup tournaments back in 1990 and 94. Wearing face masks in shops in England could be made compulsory. The government's hinting at being stricter on this, insisting we put on the mouth and nose coverings in confined spaces when we're mixing with people we don't normally see. New rules could come in within the next few weeks. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's told students their efforts and sacrifice have helped save hundreds of thousands of lives during the coronavirus pandemic. He's made a virtual address to school leavers, telling them their generation will be vital to the national effort to rebuild the country.
After all the years of work and effort, all the many hours spent hunched over your desks, all the homework. After all of that, you're finishing school this summer and you deserve every praise and celebration possible. Because, let's face it, this is a final year like no other.
Outdoor swimming pools and outdoor theatres are allowed to reopen from today in England. It comes ahead of beauty salons, spas and tattoo parlours beginning trading again from Monday. Indoor pools won't open for another 2 weeks, and Mark McNichol from Inn at the Deep End in Sunderland tells us how social distancing will be maintained.
We're looking at doing things like asking people to come beach ready, so that they literally come and go straight to lessons. There'll be one-way systems into the change rooms and out through another door.
Flights are starting to operate between the UK and destinations in Spain, which is being seen as a boost for the tourism sector. Andrew Flinter, Managing Director of TUI UK and Ireland, welcomes the change.
I mean, it's hugely important for us, and it's really good news that the government has opened those travel corridors.
And a skeleton thought to be a murder victim from the Iron Age has been found by archaeologists in Buckinghamshire. It was unearthed during excavation. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Kevin McGraw.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank, as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, or you could leave it to the experts. It's your choice. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Goodwin Barrett. Time for some truth.
Ribble FM weather.
Sponsored by Together Homes, offering quality affordable homes for rent and sale in the northwest.
Most places dry with sunny spells and some patchy cloud. Feeling quite warm in some parts. A few light showers are possible elsewhere. Highs of 20 Celsius.
So welcome back to the second hour of Something for the Weekend. You've got me, Nikki.
And me, Rowena.
Yep.
Yeah, let me introduce myself.
That's all right, love. It's all right. Do you know what? I'm falling apart again today. I don't know what is going on.
Give a one guess with a similar name to me, the whole world falls apart.
I know. Anyway, here's Nick Kershaw with I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
40 wings in the lobby. Lick my neck, G&T. Deep into our favourite hobby. Searching for an enemy. Oh,
Joe, I always forget that that has a fade.
You need to remember these things. I'd just like to bring you all in on a rather amusing conversation that we just had off air.
It was so good it was off air, actually. Yeah.
But we were talking about, obviously, sometimes we over-talk a little bit, so we need to find a bit more time in the show. So we do this by dropping records. So we're starting...
There's a retro term.
Sorry, I'm showing my... Tracks, is that better?
Songs, yes.
But then we're sat here going, you know, what about Nick Kershaw? Should he stay or should he go? You know, and we're like, celebrities must be devastated that we spend time in radio studios going, nah, Elton's going to have to go. we had him last week, he's going.
Because I'm sure Elton listens into Ribble FM every single week.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he? He's a man of the people.
Of course he is.
So anyway, yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about is that we, at the moment we have what I'd like to refer to as an elephant in the room.
God.
Yeah, go on. So I get...
This huge elephant
in the room. So I meet up with Nikki today and she goes, don't look at my hair, which is the worst thing to say because I probably wouldn't have noticed.
I actually said, as I'm going to mention it before you do, is what I said.
So Nikki during lockdown has done a bit of a hair colouring, which nothing wrong with that. I personally am... just waiting, because I'm not seeing anyone at the moment. I'm just letting the grey go wild and I'll home colour it later. I do it myself. I don't get it done.
Yeah, no, I don't. I always do mine myself.
Yeah, we can tell.
As it's noticeable,
because she's gone for a really great colour. I think it's like a midnight blue.
Cosmic blue.
That I have done that colour before. It's a great colour.
But all the blue blacks are available. Yeah,
but unfortunately, what Nikki forgot to do was white round her head.
No, I didn't forget. I forgot to put a barrier around my hairline. So
she's got this gorgeous dark hair and then this bluey purple line
tinge
all around her head.
And on my scalp.
And on the scalp. And down the back of her neck as well, which she can't also see. But it's mildly amusing. And I think the fact that it's even more amusing, she made the mistake of asking her husband before she came out if he looked all right.
It's fine.
Never ask husbands how you look, because they're just going to tell you it's fine.
It's absolutely fine. I am embracing it.
I
will wash it again tomorrow to try and get the blue off my scalp. And probably by the time it needs doing again, that's when the blue will have disappeared off. Yeah. I look a bit Smurf-like at the moment, don't I? Avatar.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know. I refuse to watch the film.
Oh, right. Okay. That's well, let's not get into that.
You know, yeah, I'm opinionated.
So, I know. So, but in fact, you mentioned about haircuts. I mean, like I said before, I was so pleased to be able to just nip into town, go to the hairdressers that I use. There was all the precautions in place. They took my name and number in case they needed to contact me within 72 hours. And it was absolutely fine. There was no problem with me going into the hairdresser and having my hair cut. And then I got home and was it yesterday or the day before? There was the news about beauty salons can now reopen and swimming pools can open in 2 weeks' time, as we've just heard on the news. And I sat down, I opened Instagram, and there was a huge, huge rant from a beauty influencer. Her business is beauty.
Yeah.
Before she became an influencer, she's very knowledgeable.
It's her trade.
Yes. She's very knowledgeable on what she does. She's a practitioner, you know, so she does have her own business for it and everything like that. But she does... She actually goes on This Morning. Her name's Caroline Hirons.
All right.
So they have her as a talking head on This Morning and other programmes from time to time. And she was... absolutely ranting and raving, saying that she was actually showing where the mask would be placed on the face, because people can go and have the nails done now and everything, but people can't have treatments on their face.
Right.
So you can't have your eyebrows done, you can't have any dermaplaning needing doing it, you know, if you have that done, you can't have Botox, you can't have fillers, and it's up to the individual whether they want that, but you're allowed a beard trim.
Right.
So this is what has been allowed. These are in the guidelines from the whatever beauty... she gave the name of the beauty...
Regulator,
that's the word. I'm so glad you're here today.
She gave
the name of the beauty regulator, and she said, these are the rules, and she actually read them out, and she said, you cannot touch these parts of the face, and then there's a whole paragraph. So it was like one line, you know, but you cannot do any treatments on the face. And then straight underneath it, directly after, there was a whole paragraph, very, very detailed, on how beard trims will be allowed and how to do a beard trim. So you can't have a mask on your face and, you know, sort of like the client and the beautician.
If you do my eyebrows, I could have a mask on
and
my
they
mouth.
Could have all their PPE on as well. You're not allowed to do that, but you are allowed to take your mask off and have a beard trim. Or men are allowed to take their mask off and have a beard trim.
Can I have a beard trim?
Yeah. Well, this is what she was saying. She went, why don't you just go and book a beard trim and get them to thread whatever you need doing on your face?
So barbers are going to be inundated with ladies women coming and going.
My beard's up here above my eye.
can you do my top beard for me, please?
Yes. But I do. If anybody is interested in that side of things and the new regulations coming out, Caroline has broken it down extremely well. It's very, very sweary. So I am giving you a not safe for work or in front of children warning before you go and watch it. However, she is very, very knowledgeable on the subject. She gets extremely agitated and angry about it.
Sounds a bit like me, really.
It is a joy to watch because she's so passionate about it.
Do you know what? I have to say, one of the things I love in life is anybody who talks about something, and it may not be a subject I'm interested in, but anyone who talks about something with pure passion goes way up in my estimations.
Definitely.
I think that drive and that passion to be into something, I think is an amazing thing. I love it.
But you see,
this
is her business. I mean, she still can't do 80% of her business because she can't touch people's faces.
Yeah.
And I get the guidelines, but if you can't touch people's faces, then beards should be off limits as well.
It should be one rule for everyone, not, well, you can do it on a Thursday at 2 o'clock when the sun's in the left quarter of the moon.
Exactly, yeah. You know? Yeah, it's just, what is it when Cancer is in Sagittarius or whatever it is, when your moon is rising.
You know, I'll read my star signs and see if that means I can cut someone's hair today.
Right, okay, I think we better get some music on because I'm sure people are sick of listening to us waffling on today. But Turn Around by Fats and Small, what do you reckon to that one?
I tell you what.
Let's give it a go.
Let's give it a go and I'll tell you what I think.
Here we go.
Got to turn around.
Ribble FM plays music like this. And this.
How do you do? Do you do? The things that you do. No one I know could ever keep up with you.
And this. Love music. Love Ribble FM. Favorite interviews again, check the website at ribblefm.com.
106.7 Ribble FM.
Is your home cold? Is it expensive to heat? Cozy Homes in Lancashire have grants available to help qualifying people with their first time central heating install, boiler replacements, or loft and cavity wall insulation. So if you think you may qualify, visit the Cozy Homes website at chill.uk.com. That's chill with one l.uk.com, or make a local rate call to 0330 606 1488. Chill is supported by Lancashire Councils. If you're not eligible, then call for a quote anyway.
It's time for some truth. time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, but there are so many other things you may want to do with your time. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
Ben and Laura's new house is great, isn't it?
I love all the smart home automation they've got.
I bet you do. You and your gadgets.
Well, yeah. But Ben was telling me how secure their house is now. They went on holiday, didn't have to worry about anything, because their alarm, lighting and heating are all controlled automatically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even when they're at work during the day, the house is safe and protected. And, get this, if the kids are late home from school, it tells them.
Okay. Let's get the guys from Innovation Smart Homes to revolutionise our home.
See Innovation Smart Homes on social media or visit innovationsmarthomes.co.uk for more info and advice.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Oh, right, so we're back.
We're back again,
surprisingly. They've not kicked us out. We're out of breath again, but we've been rehearsing for...
Not only have we been rehearsing, we've also been mocked.
We have.
And I will say that in a firm way, mocked by our colleagues at Ribble FM.
We have. I'm very disappointed in them all.
I am too.
Did we mention it at the top of the show that we've got a TikTok account?
I think we did mention it, yes.
Right, so what we do is, as I'm sure if you are a regular listener, you will know, we have a Facebook Live studio disco at the end of every single show that we do where we dance to the last two songs. The idea was stolen by Michael Ball from BBC Radio 2, yeah, which we're very disappointed
if
about.
If anyone knows Michael Ball, we're still waiting for him to get back in touch.
Well, no, do you know what I think it is? I think we laid down the gauntlet and he's been rehearsing all week.
You think that's what it is?
I think that's exactly what it is.
And I mean, once he finds out we're on TikTok, he'll be all over following us.
Well, he's only on Twitter and Instagram at the moment, so he'll be next to have a TikTok account.
I hope you've insta'd him.
I haven't insta'd him. Because I have tweeted him on a number of occasions, and I think the injunction is imminent.
I'm going to say I'll be checking the letterbox for that injunction coming through.
So we love a bit of dancing, we love a bit of fun, it's a bit of joy, and we've both been pestered on a number of occasions to get TikTok accounts, haven't we?
These
TikTok accounts, if you don't know what they are, it's a social media app. It's been in the news recently. I'm not going to address that. But they are 15-second or 60-second clips of just people messing around, doing little fun little dances. That's all I want to do. My granddaughter has introduced me to it, so I did some TikToks with her on Tuesday.
So we are now officially grannies on TikTok.
Down with the kids. Yeah. Oh, no, grannies on TikTok.
Grannies on TikTok.
that'll do.
I think we should start hashtagging grannies on TikTok.
I think I should have put that in with the hashtags there. So we've actually just from the studio recorded our very first TikTok. You can find us on there as something for the weekend _. The underscore is important because somebody else already had something for the weekend.
Rude.
But if you just search for it, something for the weekend, you'll recognise us straight away. Yeah. There's only one video on there at the moment, but there will be more. It's a little teaser for the upcoming studio disco where we are going to have a Steps Megamix today, aren't we?
We're very excited.
Very excited.
Very excited.
So, yeah, let's go into this next. Now, this next song used to annoy the living daylights out of me when it first came out in the early 90s.
So what changed?
I think it changed because I hadn't heard it for such a long time, and now I realise what a dinky little number it is.
You have a new appreciation.
I do have a new appreciation with it. So should we just go straight into it?
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. I am sitting
and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
Across the Ribble Valley, we are Ribble FM.
I've not stopped it in the right place, that's what I've not done. I'm all discombobulated again. So
you are.
You know why, though, don't you?
Come on, what's coming up, Nick? What's bugging you? What's on your mind?
As of midnight on Sunday, I will be unfurloughed.
Oh.
So, I know, so I have to go
so
back to
you've
been
it. Sacked?
No, I hope not. No, apparently I had a phone call from my boss. I have been invited back to the office. I'm of a select few. So
I've still not joined the select few. I'm still not allowed to go into work.
I am of select few that are going back. I work on advertising on some trade publications, and there are a couple of publications that have had some interest peaked. There's a small handful of staff going back into the office just to see if there's anything we can do with it. And we're on flexible furlough, so if it doesn't work, if it's something that it's too soon to go back, then we can be re-furloughed again. Yeah. But I absolutely do not think that is going to happen.
So how do you feel about going back? I mean, how long have you been off for now?
I have been off for 108 days or something like that. It's nearly since the official date we were furloughed was the 25th of March, so March, April, May, June. So nearly 4 months.
So how do you feel about going back to work after such a long period off?
I feel quite apprehensive, just from a mental point of view. I'm going to have a lie down at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and have a nap, because yeah. I haven't been up as early as I normally would have done. My job is mentally straining from time to time, and I was at a stage not so long ago where I was really wondering whether I was in the right job because of how much mental strain I was under. Not pressure as such, but the sales team is very target driven, and we have to hit certain levels at certain points in the year. and it was quite stressful.
I think a lot of people have taken lockdown as an opportunity to review their life and decide that are they in the right job?
Yeah.
Is there something they'd rather be doing?
The thing is, well, my, you know, sort of like my consideration of that, I have realised that I'm very good at what I do.
Yes.
Well, I believe I am. And I think if I go back into it with a positive attitude like that, there won't be a problem. My boss has reassured me that the office has been rearranged and we have screens in place. We have staggered starts. There's a maximum of 2 people in the kitchen at any given time. It'll be a one-in, one-out system situation. And there are only going to be 4 members of staff on the sales floor to start off with, out of a team of 10. And other members of staff who are, you know, sort of like, who will be needed for the business for the time being, are working from home. So it'll be 4 sales team, 2 managers and 1 accounts person in the office. And we have a very, very large building, and those are the only people that are going to be in the office. So I have been reassured. My desk has been set up for me with, I believe, plastic screening, hand wash and other bits and pieces that have been asked to be put in place. And this will be a test as well to see how well the office manages with this staggered starting system. So we're on 15-minute starts. So I have a colleague going in at 8:30. I've been asked to go in at 9:15 and finish at 4:45. Another colleague will come in at 9:00 and finish at 5:00. And then I am only working 4 days out of 5 at the moment.
Right. So it's still, even though you are going back to work, it's still a very different picture to what
it's
you left.
So different.
So many months ago.
Now, I don't know what the office will look like, because apparently we're a very paper-heavy office, to be honest with you, and a lot of the paper's been scrapped. The desks, we're looking for a clean desk situation, and the desks have been moved around to accommodate for the screening and the distancing. Now, when my boss put this into place, it was when the 2-metre rule was still absolutely prevalent. And she said she's happy to leave it as 2 metres, because if we ever have to go back into that situation, we already have those measures and precautions in place.
I've been discussing, you know, some sort of returning to work with one of my employers. I have several. I collect them, and they have said they are keeping the 2-metre rule in place.
Yeah, and I think do you know what? I think moving forward, it's a good place. It's a good way to. It's a good practice to have.
Yeah.
Simply because we don't know what the future holds. There have been warnings of a second wave. I'm not too sure if we're in the second wave now. I don't believe we are.
No, we're still in the first wave.
We're still in the first wave. I believe we're in the first wave. I also see reports of the town where we live, Blackburn, is one of the highest R8 numbers at the moment.
Yes,
they are threatening us as a local lockdown. How that will affect me for work purposes, I don't know. I'm absolutely dreading
from
that.
From what I've seen from local lockdowns, you would be able to go to work.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Because it comes under the umbrella work from home unless you can't.
Yeah.
And I know from private discussions we've had that you're not in a position to work from home.
It's just, yeah, it's just a whole hobbiness.
I mean, I'm certainly not going to be able to work from home. I don't know where to fit 2,000 runners when I'm commentating.
Well, it's not either that as well with the school kitchen stuff that you do.
Well,
as well.
Yeah.
I can just see you in your mum's kitchen
making
150 school meals and packing them off in a taxi.
Yeah, this is it. So that's not going to happen, you know.
So.
But yeah, that is my interpretation of that from looking at how other areas have done it.
Mm.
But fingers crossed.
Well, do you know what? I'll give you a report back next week.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be
if I'm not led in a puddle of somewhere, weeping.
If next week there is only me on the show, it'd be a bit of a drama because I don't know all the buttons, but, you know.
Fine. Yeah, no, and like I say, I'm looking forward to going back and seeing my colleagues. We've had a couple of little messenger groups. We've got another little private chat group going now for just the 4 of us that are going back.
I think for me, more than anything, is missing the team.
Yeah. We've already decided, and I don't know how this is going to work because we've got staggered lunch breaks, but we have a little cafe down the road from where we live, and we're going to do down the road from where I work, and we're going to have a back to work lunch on Monday.
Well, that'd be lovely.
So, you know, just the 4 of us. So, 2 in one kitchen and 2 in another shouting through. But.
Well, yeah, but there are, I think now there are ways around things. Mm. And as long as you feel safe doing it, then we have to have some sort of normality back somewhere, but with precaution.
Definitely. Okay, back to the music. I've got a little bit of The Cure coming up. Hang on.
That's quite appropriate, isn't it, having The Cure? Talking
it
about
is.
Diseases.
Yeah, it is. So, let's play Friday, I'm in Love.
local radio station for the Ribble Valley. On air, online and on your smartphone app. 106.7 Ribble FM.
At Bowker Motor Group, our car and motorcycle service and parts departments are now fully open. And we want to reassure our customers across the BMW, Mini, Porsche, Harley-Davidson and BMW Motorrad range that we will ensure we safely meet the needs of our customers and staff whilst keeping our community safe. Visit BowkerMotorGroup.com to inquire or book online. Bowker, keeping Lancashire moving since 1919.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, but there are so many other things you may want to do with your time. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
This is the sound of one of our customers sleeping soundly at night. They're sleeping soundly because they know their IT system is being looked after by Blue Rock IT. They aren't worried about their office server. They know their network is secure. So if your IT system is keeping you awake at night, visit bluerockit.co.uk or call 0333 050 9339. Just make sure you do it quietly.
Scrap metal is an everyday occurrence for modern tradespeople. Cables, lead, copper, brass, aluminium, steel and even car batteries. Seal Metal Recycling are experts in metal. With years of experience and a local company who pay top prices and offer immediate payment. We even supply free skips for farmers, factories and bulk clearances. Visit sealmetalrecycling.co.uk or drop in to see us on Pendle Trading Estate, Chatburn. Easy to find, easy to deal with. Try us.
And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We
Right, welcome back to Something for the Weekend. Again, it's that time of the show.
What time would that be, Nikki?
It's the closing time.
Oh, no. Does this mean I've got to go home and, like, face real life?
I'm afraid so. You can always come to mine, real life.
I think I might do that.
Have a couple of gins.
Yeah, but that's not good. I've got to pick sick note up from hospital.
I know, this is true. So what are your plans for the rest of the weekend?
Well, as I say, I think I'm doing Couch to 5K this afternoon with my neighbour.
Oh, right, yes, of course, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you were meant to be coming, but you let us down again. It's fine, don't worry about it.
It's fine.
You know, don't feel bad.
Listen, Monday is a new start.
And then tomorrow I'm going to see the grandbabies.
You are, that's
right. I am, which I'm really excited for. Which I have to say a little story that is mega cute.
Go on.
So, I mean, I don't normally talk about the grandkids. I'm not a maternal person. I don't do babies or anything like that, other than my grandkids, because they're adorable.
Right.
So, my son, I was meant to be meeting my son at the park yesterday, but I couldn't make it.
Okay.
Because of sick note. So we videos the kids to go, what are we doing? Little Elizabeth, who's three, goes, we're going puddle jumping.
Oh,
puts
bless.
On to Alistair, where are you going? And he just folds his arms and went, I want to go see Grandma.
Oh.
I want to say hello to Grandma. And I was like, I want to say hello too.
Oh, bless.
So, yeah, so that's my, hopefully tomorrow I'm going to get to spend some quality time with the babies. Oh, and guess what else I'm doing tomorrow? Oh,
what are you doing tomorrow?
I've got another tip run booked at our fair.
Oh, have you? How much junk is in your house for you to have all of these tip
You've
runs?
You've got to remember, though, there's four adults.
I suppose,
the two grandkids come round. And half of my brother's house is here as well.
Right, of course.
Every time he moves out with whichever girlfriend is with at the time.
Risqué.
Could be anything in there.
I'm going to have quite an easy day today, hopefully. Quiz night tonight.
Yes,
it is my wedding anniversary, but quiz night comes first.
you can celebrate that next year. I'm sure you'll still be with him.
I'm sure I will.
You can have a quiz night based on your marriage.
I don't think that would go down
very well.
Just to let you know, we are on Facebook Live on my account. So just search for Nikki O'Hara on Facebook. We're just waving to everybody. We're going to start the studio disco in a few minutes. We've got an amazing Steps Mega Mix.
Give you my step story.
Oh, have you got a story?
I've got a step story.
That's a surprise.
So the old, I know, 6 degrees of separation, living in a showbiz life. I just did jazz hands then as well that no one can see because I'm on the radio. But yeah, I used to work on a holiday camp in South Wales.
And you've never mentioned that
I've
before.
I've never mentioned it, have I?
Just like your marathons.
Just like several. And the holiday camp we worked on, I was sort of a red coat, blue coat tie, did a bit of bar work. We were on a TV docu-soap, actually, in Wales.
Oh, you've never mentioned that before. Was it called Port Life, by any chance?
Port Life, yeah, that's the one. Anyway, the person who was the blue coat before me was H from Steps.
Yay! Mr. Fun himself.
Mr. Fun himself, but apparently he wasn't that fun and he wasn't that well-liked. Sorry, H, if you're listening.
Right, well,
you're nice now.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go into the first little number, then I'll come back, I'll do the schedule for the rest of the weekend, and we will say, you know, a tearful goodbye to you all.
Tearful, very tearful.
But just for the time being, here is our very first Steps number. It's 5678.
It's time to begin, I'll count it in. 5, 6, 7, 8.
My blue scooter baby is driving me crazy. My obsession from a western, my dance for a date. My rodeo, Romeo, a cowboy guy from head to toe. Wanna make you mine, better get in line. 5, 6, 7, 8.
camps to that, haven't we?
That takes me back to my holiday camp days. Anyone watching live, please know I got it right, Nikki got it wrong.
I got it right in the very, very last one.
Because you were following me.
That's absolutely correct. Okay, right. So coming up later today on Ribble FM, we have, gosh, I'm worn out, Rob Charles presents the songs they don't play on radio anymore. We've got Solid Gold Saturday, Country Show with Georgia B, Getting Ready with Lee Mack at 7 o'clock. Then Graham Park, Long Live House, and the Swift Sessions taking you right up to midnight. So,
and breathe.
And breathe. I'm drink.
So we've got one more of the Steps Mega Mix to do.
We have.
You will all know the dance to this one.
And
it's going
like to
be.
Say, I was practicing this in my bedroom the other night.
Yes, well, this is so funny because you live at your parents' house, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I'm 45. I live in my parents' house. It's circumstantial. Don't blame me.
But
my bedroom.
It was the message that you said. Well, talk about your bedroom.
My bedroom is not much bigger than this studio. And literally, in my bedroom, you can fit the bed. You can walk around one side of it, but not all of it, because we've got the stairs to the attic.
That's correct, yes.
So I'm on this little narrow bit in my bedroom with my phone propped up against my laptop. Why I didn't watch it on my laptop is beyond reason.
No, I don't know either.
Learning the Steps dance on my phone.
Yeah, but it was the message that you sent me. It was, I didn't think I'd be 45 years old learning dances in the bedroom above my parents. It's like you're 16 again.
Honestly, it was like, I felt like I had to press pause on the VHS, you know?
so funny. Right, I'm just gathering my breath again. So, right, yes. And my husband's just messaged me and said if quiz night is more important than a meal, then forget the meal. So
well,
I might be in the bad books.
Just take out, it's fine.
I don't know if there's any restaurants open, actually. Is there not?
I think he's telling you porcupine.
I don't know. He has surprised me this week with flowers. So I don't know. And I think my son's going out to a restaurant tonight. So who knows?
Maybe he cooked. Yeah.
Oh no, definitely not. Although he is a good cook, you know, I'm not going to knock the fact he's got to go back to cooking next week.
Please don't start dissing your husband live on air. He's probably listening to this, going, just going to cancel that booking, going to throw out that steak I bought.
Yeah.
You know,
so
you're having lettuce leaf for tea.
Very possibly now, yes, and a manky old lettuce leaf from the bottom of the fridge that's been there for 3 weeks.
Yep. That's so. Your tea.
Right, okay, shall we get into this next song?
Let's do it, girlfriend.
I think we should. So, once again, thank you so much to Ramona for coming into the studio. She's joined us again for the studio disco.
No idea why she's mental. This is craziness. This is our world, to be fair.
So, thank you to Ramona for coming in and talking to us about her 100 park runs in 100 days. I have put the her Just Giving page on the Ribble FM Facebook page. So, if you want to go there and support her, just click on the link and donate whatever you can, or just leave a message of support, anything you can. It's an amazing achievement that she's done there. And goodbye from me. And
goodbye from me.
And we hope that your weekend is as fabulous as this show has been.
I don't think it can be,
no.
But
well,
try it.
Just try it. Just give it a try.
Like it.
Let us know. And we will be back next week.
Next week.
Same time.
Same place.
Same place.
Different tunes.
Don't forget to find us on TikTok. Let us know if you have any suggestions for dances that you want us to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I must admit, I'm a bit of a fan of old Top of the Pops.
You are.
And I saw a bit of a, was it New Kids on the Block I messaged
yes,
you about?
Yes, I think it was,
bit
yes.
A bit of New Kids on the Block on there, I thought to myself, you know, we could do this.
Right, anyway, let's get into this. So we're now going to go straight into tragedy, and then it's the news, and we will see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you, ladies.
106.7 Ribble FM.